So pleased to welcome to the program Barry O'Shaughnessy of South Shore Health to chat about a story that has been in the news the past couple of days regarding counterfeit N95 surgical masks and how he was able to identify those and put a stop to them before they reached the frontline workers. So Mr. O'Shaughnessy, nice to meet you. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe. Nice to meet you as well.
If you could, first of all, just tell us a little bit about your role at South Shore Health.
My position here is responsible for all of the procurement that goes on within the system in terms of my buying team will actually places the creates and places all the purchase orders, works with accounts payable to make sure invoices get paid. We manage contracts, and we also manage the value analysis team for the system.
And one of your duties, obviously, is just to purchase PPE, is that right?
Correct, yes. And we're very heavily involved with PPE purchases over the last year.
Sure. And we know we've heard stories about these fake masks that are infiltrating the supply stream. How did they get into, your hospital?
We had to go outside of our normal distribution chain to acquire PPE. And at the same time, we have many companies and suppliers out there contacting us almost on a daily basis, either via email or telephone calls, saying that they have PPE to offer. So we're allotted, we have a certain allocation of especially things like N95 masks directly from 3M through their authorized distributors. When our allocated amount wasn't quite getting us enough to meet the demand, we had to look outside that normal distribution chain. So we were contacted by a company in northern New Jersey who claimed that they had 3M N95 masks. I spoke to the gentleman on the phone. We came to an agreement. We were going to purchase 30,000 of them. So it was a fairly significant order. And during the pandemic, at times we had prepaid for PPE to be delivered. Before they would ship it to us, we'd have to prepay them via wire transfer or something along those lines. This was not the case for this supplier out of New Jersey. So I told him flat out, I said, I know there's a lot of fraud going on. There's a lot of counterfeit going on. I'm going to have these authenticated by 3M when they arrive. And he said, that's fine. So I don't know if he knew they were counterfeit or if he didn't know, but he did send all 30,000 of them. I met them at our Braintree PPE warehouse and started inspecting the boxes. I had already contacted 3M, so they had requested they have a fairly extensive fraud website. If you look at it online, they're involved in legal action with many different manufacturers or companies who are selling counterfeit masks. So what I was going to do was take pictures of the outside of the shipping boxes, the actual boxes themselves, and the actual masks. I've done this with the shipments we've received from outside their authorized distributors. So the first thing I noticed is that there was the exterior shipping label, the 3M, big 3M label on the corrugated box was in a different place than what I had seen previously. It was on the end as opposed to the side. So I said, that's a little odd, but they sell a lot of different masks, different types of N95s, and this was a specific one. When I opened the inner box, which is the one that would sit on the shelf, I noticed that there's a plastic bag that holds the masks. And in this case, there was a much lighter, almost like a cellophane material, and it was very poorly heat sealed along the top. So I said, that's strange. So when I did send the pictures to the fraud unit, I pointed those things out. And when she got back to me within a couple of hours and did confirm that they were counterfeit. So I was like, oh, there's 30,000 masks that we could have had, but for our frontline workers. But at the same time, I was happy to help the system get them out of the supply chain, I should say. They had Homeland Security contact me, and the next day it wasn't quite as exciting as I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to have, lights flashing and guns drawn. But two agents from the Homeland Security showed up at our warehouse in Braintree, along with an agent from the FDA. And they just asked, just like you, how did you acquire these masks? We then looked at them. You can't believe the level of sophistication that has gone into creating these counterfeit masks. You or I would normally look at these masks, look at the packaging and go, why would I question these are not real or not? Because they're that authentic looking. So, they took some pictures. They then came back with some yellow tape, taped off all the pallets, and sent a truck in the next day and seized the shipment. So away it went.
Okay, so can I ask you the name of the company you purchased them from?
You can, but I'm not allowed to tell you.
Under investigation, as they say, right?
Correct, yes, yes.
Is this the first time you've experienced this?
Yes, but during the course of the pandemic, especially towards this last ending when we were going outside the normal supply chain, I've said that a number of times, but we have received, in this instance, the company sent all 30,000 in. We've made some purchases or attempted to make some purchases from a company out of Florida, and they sent us a sample case, and those proved to be counterfeit. And so they didn't send, I'm assuming they obviously knew they were counterfeit because they didn't want to lose their whole shipment. They're probably trying to see if I could figure out if they were counterfeit or not. And we did receive a couple of other boxes, just the individual boxes of the masks from a different company, and those were counterfeit as well. So it's been it's a sad state of affairs that people are out there doing this, but they are out there. And again, if you look at that 3M website, you'll be surprised at the volume of what, and I think I saw a figure the other day, they've seized something like 111 million masks the Homeland Security has over during the pandemic that are counterfeit. So
does this leave South Shore Health short now that you don't have those 30,000 masks you were hoping?
No, it does not. No, our inventory of all PPE is quite healthy. We spent the last year acquiring product. We monitor it daily. We have, if it's not exam gloves or if it's not isolation gowns, we're always monitoring the inventory. We know what we're using on a daily rate so that we can then plan, okay, we need to now target purchasing some more of this item. But we have a significant amount currently.
Have you discussed this with colleagues and, other health systems? Have they experienced the same thing? Do you know?
Yes, I have. I know that it has a topic we've talked about a couple times on one of the group purchasing organizations we work with. So it is a hot topic. And again, especially in the N95 mask world.
For folks, who are purchasing them for personal use, although I know it's discouraged to reserve them for healthcare workers, what types of things should they be looking for to determine if they're real or not?
I think if you could buy them from a more legitimate vendor, someone that's around, someone that's proven. Again, the vendors that I was working with for these purchases were kind of off the beaten path, which is the best way to put it. And all of a sudden, one of them, I looked at their website and I was like, wow, now you're selling PPE when you used to sell this. So a lot of people just got into this business as a way to make a fast buck. And obviously, there's some people that are, kind of rotten out there trying to rip some people off, unfortunately. So yeah, a normal person wouldn't know. If you just got the box shipped to you, from eBay or something, you'd look at it and go, oh, great, I've got some N95s. You wouldn't even know that they were counterfeit.
What are the consequences, if you didn't catch them, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, what are some of the bad side effects that could have occurred?
I don't know exactly what could occur, but what I do know is that I'm assuming that there's no quality control on these counterfeit masks, that obviously 3M has a very stringent quality control. We know they're effective. We know they work. They're test fitted to to the employees' faces for different sizes and so forth, things like that. They put like a smell test, for lack of a better word. But I don't know what the end result would be if clinicians wore these masks. I guess fortunately, I don't know what the outcome could be. But obviously, you think they'd be much more susceptible to being able to contracting COVID or something along those lines.
Right. Speaking of cost, how much would that shipment have cost had it been legitimate?
There has been a lot of price gouging. We were paying, under $2 for a mask pre-pandemic. At some points, we were paying over $4. So it's a significant amount of money, to say the least.
Yeah, but no money exchanged hands in this transaction, is that right?
Not at all. So 3M and Homeland Security wanted me to delay a couple of days letting the vendor know. He started calling the next day to get paid. And I kind of put him off a few days saying, oh, they're still verifying them. They're still verifying them. I don't know. And then they wanted me to tell them that they were counterfeit. So I came right out and I said, well, I've been informed by 3M that these are counterfeit. And he was like, well, what do you mean? And I said, he goes, how do you know that? And I did ask 3M that question. And of course, they wouldn't tell me how they could tell. But I said, I don't know why, but they're claiming they're counterfeit. And he says, well, you got to send them back to me. And I said, I can't because they've been seized by Homeland Security. And that was our last phone conversation.
Obviously, 3M does not want to reveal their proprietary, materials and markers for fear that somebody would copy them.
Yeah, they said there was actually very few people within the company that could actually that have that knowledge.
Okay, so it's very closely guarded. It's really very interesting. So this has been a learning experience for you, I'm sure. How many years have you been with South Shore Health?
I've only been here for 2.5 years. I spent over 20 years in town with one of our some of our larger hospitals. And so it's been a pushing 30-year career in the healthcare supply chain and materials.
Sure, it's something new to add to your resume going forward.
Correct. We have this is only the second time in my career that we've encountered counterfeit product. A number of years ago, when I was working in the OR world, we were notified by Ethicon Johnson & Johnson that there was some counterfeit suture on the market. So we had to verify everything we received for about 6 months or so, and that kind of dried up. But again, this is only the second time in a fairly lengthy career, fortunately.
Right. Yeah. I guess the biggest fear and right now during this stage of the pandemic is making sure that the vaccines are all legitimate.
Correct. Yes. Yes. There's always something to worry about, unfortunately.
Sure. So anything else you'd like to share with folks right now about this experience?
No. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure to let folks know that this is an issue and that at least your organization is on top of it and watching out for it to make sure the frontline workers are safe.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.